is an interview with Kevin Rogers, who is a worship minister at a church in New York State. I had a chance to get together with him last July. Actually, July 4th was when this was recorded. Seeing as how he's my cousin, and we had a little mini family reunion, and it was great to get in touch with him. I wanted him to describe how he came to be in the ministry. And most importantly, how he came to be a follower of Jesus. So, here he is. This is Kevin.
Because the Lord was always there, and there was no one else to care. Because the Lord was always there.
What does the word Christianity or Christian mean to you?
Well, I think it's just basically a follower of Jesus. Someone who has kind of transferred control of their life to Jesus and following Jesus. I think that's in the Bible. That was the first time the word showed up. That was the word attached to people who were following Jesus. So that's how I would define it.
How did you become a Christian?
Well, it was when I was a kid, when I was really young. I tell people that I used to go to church because my parents took me to church, and I'm thankful for that. And I used to listen to the Bible stories, and I liked them. They were fun. I liked to play with my friends and listen to Bible stories. But I enjoyed the stories, but I never really got how it connected with my life. I just go learn the stories, go home. And it was one particular night where we had a special speaker come up, and he was speaking on things I'm sure I heard 1,000 times, or at least 100 times. And I was sitting there in the chair, but I was just struck. For some reason, that night, it just really, it was like I was hearing it for the first time, and it really made sense to me that I had sinned. I had done things wrong, and I knew even at a young age that I had, that I was really kind of, I guess, troubled by that, I guess is the word. And then, you know, the speaker went on and talked about Jesus and how he died for us, and so that we could be forgiven and cleaned up from those wrong things we had done, and we needed to ask him to be the boss of our life. And so after the service, after the time at church, I called my dad aside. I said, "Dad, I need to do that. I need to ask Jesus to forgive me because I've done wrong things." And I did. And, you know, as a little kid, you don't understand everything, but, you know, I understood enough as a little child to come to him. And as I grew up and I'm still growing up, I understand more and he shows me more. But yeah, that initial decision, I guess decision is maybe a bad word, but initial surrender was back then. And even then, so then when I would go, for even the next, immediately when I would go to church service or when I would read stuff at home, it wasn't just Bible stories anymore. It made sense in a whole new way, and it went about explaining the Bible to him and Bible stories. So that's how I became a Christian, follower of Jesus.
How did God call you into the ministry?
Well, I'm not really sure. I made that initial surrender, and, you know, things kind of unfolded. Music was always a big part. I really, really loved it, even from before I was in kindergarten and all that. I really loved the music and was drawn to it. So when I was a teenager, I think I was about 14 or 15, and music was increasingly becoming important to me, and I really loved it. And I was at a camp one summer, at a church camp, and I just, almost every time we would come together and a speaker would share from the Bible, I would constantly feel this tug, and music is really important to me, but I don't want it to be more important than God. I don't want me to be deciding what I do with my music, but I really need to give this to God. I just had a constant sense. And so, you know, in this particular church camp, they'd have people, "Hey, if you want to talk to somebody about something, come up front." So I did, and I told somebody, I really need to, I just want to pray, and I want to give God my music, just whatever he wants me to do, I kind of surrender that to him. And so I did, and then immediately the person I talked to said, you know, Todd was talking with some other people and said, "This is Kevin," and he just, God just told him, God just called him or told him or whatever, that into being a music minister. And I was like, "Well, that's not really what I said." You know? I didn't say that out loud, but I just kind of, whatever. But, you know, just it just kind of evolved. I wanted to go to college and study music since the time I was like 7th, 8th grade, so I did, and I got involved in different things, and then moved to New York from California to work in to serve in an inner city ministry. Really, music wasn't a huge part of it. It was just working with people off the street and going into jails and working with kids in parks in the inner city. And so I don't know, I was there for 4.5 years and using my music, leading worship in the small church, the Metta storefront, singing songs and stuff. And then about 6 years ago, I've had friends that are in a lot of different churches in the area, and I knew this one particular church, a friend of mine who was the pastor, they were looking for a worship leader. And I had known that for a couple of years, and they had talked to me about it. I said, God wants me here, I really believe that. And just, I guess 1 year, just since the God was saying, okay, this is kind of where I want you to go. And so I did. I've been there 6 years, and I don't know, I just went there because I felt God wanted me to go there, and was leading worship, and it's kind of evolved from there. Now I'm full time. That's where I get all of my help to support my family, and they call me pastor, and you know, I don't know how that happened exactly, except just kind of following Jesus one step at a time, and then you end up in a place like that, go, okay, you know, it just, God kind of backed me into that, so that's fine.
Well, excellent. You already asked the next question, which is how did you end up at the ministry you're at currently?
Yeah.
So your role, what's your exact title?
Pastor of worship and growth groups.
Pastor of worship and growth groups.
Small groups. That's what we call our small groups, growth groups.
Right.
So, yeah, that's my official title. So what a week looks like, or what maybe a typical week looks like, if there is one, is just working with worship stuff, you know, picking out the music and working through that. We have rehearsal with the team and just keep in touch with the worship team and spending time with them. We have rehearsal, then on Sunday morning we have 2 services, so I play guitar, piano, and lead vocals for the worship service. And then growth groups, we don't have our own church building, so about 5 years ago, because of space issues, because we really wanted to help more people get involved in Bible studies and getting together outside of service time, we started small groups because they can meet at homes, and we don't have a lot of room in our building, and it's not ours, so we don't have a lot of flexibility. So we did that. So I kind of oversee that, I guess, just help people, answer questions, troubleshoot, visit the groups, try to recruit leaders and train them, try to find materials for them. And then the other stuff I do is just connecting with people in the church, just getting together with them for coffee, taking phone calls, emails, getting together with them. I wouldn't call it counseling, but just spending time with them and answering questions or just praying with them. So it's kind of, and then sometimes, a lot of times, just doing office work too, whatever has to be done, you know. Mm-hmm. But that's what I do.
Okay. And then the name of the church is?
Open Arms.
Open Arms, and it's located?
Schenectady, New York, which is right next to Albany, New York, which is the capital, about 3 hours north of New York City.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
I enjoyed, you know, hearing that. I don't know that I actually ever got the whole thing in one small, succinct bullet point.
Yeah. Sure.
You know, before, and it's really easy over time to get sort of distanced and try to figure out, you know, trying to remember where my own cousin, you know, came to be, where he is currently. So, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
The song you were listening to at the very beginning was one of Kevin's originals. It's off of his album Here Comes Peace, and the name of the song is Always There. So let me rewind that for you. Take a listen. It's one of my faves.
Life gone by, remember so many rocky roads, remember so many trying times that I've had in my life. Been other days of fun and games, joy that filled my heart, and peace was not a stranger, laughter freed my soul. But these ups and downs have often stole my strength. days, both good and bad, I've always had a hope. Because the Lord was always there, and there was no one else to care. Because the Lord was always there. Circumstances drag us down, we find it hard to fight. And that nagging voice inside us that says no one understands. When clouds of doubt come over it and uncertainties prevail, feels like life has left us lonely, pain's our only friend. But we must not let these feelings steal our hope. For no matter what the view, He has promised to be true. For the Lord is always there, and there is no one else to care. Yes, the Lord is always there. There's never a day we're on our own. There's never a road we walk alone. And He will all our burdens bear. He will all our sorrows share, and He will save us from despair. The Lord is always there. We must not let these feelings steal our hope. No matter what the view, He has promised to be true. For the Lord is always there. There is no one else to care. Yes, the Lord is always there.